Hi, this is Dr. Mike Headley, your holistic sleep doc, helping you solve your sleep issues without dangerous drugs. And we're talking today about how your sleeping position affects your sleep quality. Real quick episodes, really, really critical to sleep. So did you know that the way you sleep could be negatively impacting the quality of your sleep? Surprisingly, your sleeping position can have significant impacts on your overall health. Let's start out with sleeping on your back. Experts often recommend this position as the best for your body while resting. Sleeping on your back keeps your spine and neck in a natural position while you're stretched out. Because you aren't digging your face into your pillow, sleeping on your back is also known to slow the development of wrinkles, which so many people are concerned about these days. If you're sleeping on your back, you're likely to have proper posture because you can stay in a straight line. You probably even wake up feeling refreshed and ready for the day because this position is said to be the best for preventing morning aches and pains. Without the crushing weight of your torso, your arms and legs are safe from pains as well. You'll be avoiding tension in your shoulders and acromioclavicular joints by being on your back. Even with all the benefits, approximately only 8% of people report sleeping in this position. There's a couple things to think about and be concerned about if you choose this position, though. Sleeping on your back can make you susceptible to sleep apnea, meaning stopping breathing at night, or even snoring as your tongue collapses your airway. Approximately 54% of people stop breathing or snore when they sleep on their back. So when you don't snore and you wake up your bed partner and you don't stop breathing, then I think back sleeping is appropriate. And one other caveat is not to have too big of a pillow to tip your chin towards your chest. A lot of people choose not to have a very big pillow at all or no pillow at all, so or a very thin pillow. Next position is very quick, sleeping on your stomach. I'm not going to go there because no one should sleep on their stomach because it's torsioning your neck and spine and lower back, creating a high propensity for spinal distortions. If you have this issue, I say duct tape a couple tennis balls on the front so when you roll over on your stomach, it will wake you up and cause a little bit of slight discomfort, so you want to either roll back on your side or on your back. So sleeping on your side, side sleeping is the most common sleep position out there, especially in the fetal position. Almost 41% of people prefer sleeping in the fetal position, and an additional 15% report a preference for side sleeping in a straightened, elongated position. So it's very comfortable throughout the night. Side sleeping is likely to make you wake up in pain, though. Your body weight may not be distributed as evenly in this position with your back. And so you could have some soreness in your hips and shoulders and knees. So what I do is I use a body pillow and highly recommend a body pillow. You can get them at Target and Walmart for $10. And they're common with women that are pregnant because they can only sleep on their sides. And so then they put the pillow between their knees and their elbows, and it keeps them in a straight position, not too much curled up with the fetal position. So I'm a highly, highly big proponent of body pillows. And if you don't want to rush out and get one, you can start tonight by just getting a couch pillow and putting between your knees, because that's going to keep your hips in good alignment. It's going to keep you off your back if you're a snorer or stop breathing, and definitely keep you off your stomach. And those are the tips in the three positions on your side, your stomach, or your back. Skip the stomach altogether. Stay on your sides. And a little helpful hint is when you sleep on your sides, if you start out on your left side, the gastric juices are going to stay in the bottom part of your stomach and have a less chance of causing acid reflux and gases getting up the esophagus, causing you to wake up and have discomfort. And so not that right side sleeping is going to wreck your stomach and cause acid reflux, et cetera, but start out sleeping on your left side if it's appropriate and you don't have shoulder and hip issues. You can pause on your back as long as your head isn't lifted up too high. A lot of people like to put the pillow underneath their knees if they're on their back to keep the tension off their lumbar spine so you can wake up even more refreshed. And then you can always roll over on your right side. If you're doing this back and forth all night, you really need a sleep coach. So check out drhedley.com and apply for a consultation, and we can find the solution to your sleep issues. Hope this helps. Thanks for the likes and the shares. As always, sweet dreams, everybody.